Jack, Bruce Murray, Rich Gannon, great to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Good morning.
Coach, it's great to have you with us. I know you've been busy at work. It's been a while since we visited with you, but I know you're excited about this draft class. I know it's a great opportunity to really to continue to build this roster, but kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of where you're at. I know that you know, obviously a lot of work's gone into the free agency, to the draft class. Are you pleased with the effort, the energy, the focus of not just the players, but how the staff has come together? Just a kind of an upgrade and maybe an update on what's going on out there in Oakland.
Yeah, no, it's been really good, Rich. A lot of collective effort, you know, went into the draft process. You know, Reggie and the scouts and myself and the coaches, the way we worked together and went through the process and shared information and you know, went about selecting guys and then recruiting the guys that we signed as undrafted, you know, that we think have a chance to come in here and compete for some spots and some time. And so, no, we feel very good about that process. I think, you know, when we started, we had a lot of needs, a lot of holes on the board when we started with free agency and the draft coming up, and went through the offseason very aggressively attacking the roster, and feel like we've made it, you know, a lot more competitive. And so that's been really good. I think the energy in the building is outstanding. We've got work crews right now constructing our fields. You know, we got two new fields, multi-directional fields going in, and a new weight room being constructed, and a lot of good things going on right now. So the energy is through the roof right now here in the building.
Were you guys set on Amari Cooper, or did Leonard Williams give you reason for pause?
Well, you collect information about these picks, and you set your board based on the information you have, and everything is taken into account. You know, the health of the players, how they're going to perform when they get there, what their long-term future is, all those things are considered. And this was an easy pick for us because it met a need, and it was a tremendous value. And when they go hand in hand, that's an easy one to turn in. So, you know, it was a very thorough process. Obviously, you know, there are a lot of good players up there. When you're picking at four, you've got basically your pick. And the board went off about like we thought it would, and we got our guy, and we're happy to have him.
Well, how are things coming together with you and Ken Norton in terms of the scheme, the fit, the structure of what you want that defense to look like?
Sure. Yeah. Now Kenny's doing a great job. You know, because we took Amari, we did not take a pass rusher at the top. You know, a guy that would come in, you'd say, you know, he's going to impact the pass rush. So we have Khalil Mack. We know he's an impactful guy, and then we've got to develop the other guy. You know, we've got Benson on one side. We've got some opportunities. We took a guy late, Max Vallis, that had 9 sacks last year in college. You know, we'll give some of these guys an opportunity to compete and to give us that element coming off the other edge. I know having two guys really makes it good, you know, and ideally you'd like to have two guys that are premium guys rushing the quarterback, and we feel like we have one in Khalil Mack, and we're going to have to develop that second guy.
We talk about changing the culture and the environment in a building, and you know, you're still getting your hands around everything, but you grew up in the area. You grew up 15 miles south of the stadium and the facility. You know what Raider football looks like and feels like when it's right. How do you impress upon the players, young and old, rookies, veterans, that the things are going to be different? I know you talked about changing the facilities and improving the facilities, but how do you change the culture and the environment in an organization that hasn't won in a long, long time?
Yeah, no, it's already flipped. I mean, I can just tell you, you can come through here and you'll feel it yourself. You know, the way we meet, the energy that we take the field with, that we sustain throughout practice, the way we're demanding, the players, the coaches, everybody buying into the same message. You know, the thing that, you know, I was asked yesterday about the mystique, you know, is there a mystique? Let me tell you what the mystique was. It was people knowing that they were going to get pounded when they played the Raiders, that there was going to be physicality, that, they, you know, there was fear that was developed through the physical play of this football team. And so we want to bring that physicality back. We want to bring that swagger back, but it can't be the kind where it's not. It's got to be the kind of swagger that is controlled, that is calculated, that is fundamentally sound and disciplined, and that plays winning football. You know, it's not the kind where you're slapping it out there and you're drawing penalties and missing tackles and playing sloppy and undisciplined. You know, I think the one thing that I've learned in my time here and talking with some of the Raider greats is that, you know, too much has been made about some of the sideshow and not enough about the hard work and the fundamentals and the toughness that was a part of this team.
Jack, last one we'll let you go. Is my mind playing tricks on me, or did we just have a conversation with an ex-quarterback, not really asking you about your quarterback? Is that even possible, Jack?
I figured we were going to get there right before we finished.
No, I love the guy. Hey, that guy doesn't need any help. I watched the kid last year battle, grind, show great toughness. In some real adverse situations, Jack, you witnessed it. You competed against this guy. I think that, you know, that's why I'm excited for you, because I think you're going somewhere where you can really help shape and mold a young player that I think has a tremendous upside.
Yeah, he's been really good, Rich. I mean, this is a guy that's really competitive. The kind of worker that you know you have to be successful at that position in this league. You know, just tireless. You know, commitment to learning the offense, to spending time with his teammates, to doing things the right way, to leading with example and with words. Really, really excited about working with him and surrounding him with some talent. You know, have some guys he can throw to. I think he throws a great deep ball. And, you know, we didn't throw that many here last year. We're going to throw some this year. So you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to cover the field deep. And we feel like, you know, with a good defense and a run game, you know, that's got to help a young quarterback. So, you know, we're excited about, you know, what we're putting together around him. We don't want him to have to just carry us, but he's a good young player, and we're excited to work with him.